All right, so the Gemara picks up over here the two dots in the bottom of the Zayin Beis with the Pasuk from Sefer Divrei Hayamim, that Bekavod Asvilo B'Mosa, once the Gemara was discussing Chizkiyah, in his passing, so the Gemara says that they made a great honor for him after his passing. Bekavod Asvilo B'Mosa, Sheshiva Yeshiva Al Kivroi. They made a yeshiva on his grave. Pligi Barab Nosin, Rabbonan Chad Omar. Shloisha, they lasted for 3 days. Chadam Shiva lasted for 7 days. V'amrila Shloishim, there's an opinion that the yeshiva lasted there for 30 days. They were running on top of his kever. So Taisus already raises a problem with this. Taisus says, Shashiva yeshiva al kivroi, from a Gemara, why did he do this? Why did they build a yeshiva on top of his grave? So Taisus there explains, because Chizkiyahu HaMelech was very famous for popularizing Talmud Torah, normalizing Talmud Torah within Klal Yisrael. There was great knowledge of Torah at his time. He says, Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin, Shabod Komidan Ad Be'er Sheva, from Dan until Be'er Sheva, Lo Matzu Ish Ve'isha Tinoik, V'tinoikish Lohoi Bekim V'tum V'tara. Everybody knew Hilchos Tum V'tara. Of course, then they knew Archaim, they knew Yerdeah, they knew Chesh Mishpat, Nashim Bezikin. That's obvious. If you knew Tum V'tara, certainly you know those things. But then Taisus raises a problem. Based on the Gemara Maseches Menachos Daf Mem Alpha Mem Aleph, there the Gemara says that a person is not allowed to wear tzitzis in a Beis HaKfaris because of loyeg l'rosh. You're making fun of the mason. Mason, when a person passes away, is potter min hamitzvos. And here we are bragging in front of the mace. Ha ha! Look at us. We're wearing tzitzis and you're not. Meaning you're a potter from mitzvos, and we still have the opportunity to perform mitzvos. So that's why when a person, if he wears his tzitzis out, when he walks into the Beis HaOlam, everybody knows you're supposed to tuck your tzitzis in. That's based on the problem of loig l'rosh. It's not nice to make fun of the mason that they're potter from mitzvahs and we are chayv in mitzvahs. So for this reason as well, one is really not supposed to learn Torah in a Beis HaKfaris. So how over here were they making a yeshiva, yeshiva al kivroi? You can't learn in a Beis HaKfaris. It's loig l'rosh. You can't perform any mitzvah in a Beis HaKfaris. So Tosis is forced to say, loig al kivroi, mamish o berichuk arba amos aleka loig l'rosh. Must be they were four amos away, and therefore there was no problem of loig l'rosh. Yeah?
I'm just like assuming then that it's not talking about a cemetery. Meaning like it has to be like a single kever.
Well, there could be areas in a cemetery. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean like unless like...
Well, I don't think they had organized cemeteries like we... I mean they might have had. Right. They definitely buried people haphazardly.
Right, but like, I mean, they still had, like, you know, Har Menuchos and, like, kind of, like, Har Zaitim, that's what
I'm saying. Yeah, well, they had, yeah, there were certainly places that were, yeah, the Mishnayos discussed, yeah, Beis HaKfaris, but, right. yeah. You're saying otherwise it would have bumped into another kever.
Right.
Yeah. Then Mukhe Yosef here brings a different answer, it's also found in the Shittim Kuvetzes. He says in Mukhe Yosef, Afal Pi Detzani Bebrachis, Lo Yehad Echol Olam Beis HaKfaris, Tzvilim Beroyesh V'Sefer Torah B'Zorah. You're not supposed to walk through a Beis HaKfaris wearing tefillin, mishum loig l'rosh. It's not nice, you're making fun of the mason. Hainu d'ava l'nav she'kadam she'kari b'teira. Ava hecha d'ka'ava l'yikra d'shichva. If a person does it for the benefit, for the honor of the niftar, l'ilu in ishmasai, k'goyim b'nei yeshiva l'kavad rabban, l'leka mishum loig l'rosh. Then there's no problem of loig l'rosh. It's in memory of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There's not a problem of loig l'rosh. Now, Taisus does not say that. Presumably, Taisus did not distinguish in that fashion. But at least according to Mukhe Yosef, it would be enough if it's for the covet of the Niftar. This comes up, Lamaisa. I've never seen a Hoshiva Yeshiva Al Kivroi. There are yeshivas in the Beis HaKfaris. They have Koel and Maros HaMachpelo and things like that. Yeah. I don't know if, who knows, whatever. That's, I'm not getting into that now. What's at the bottom of Maros HaMachpelo? And it's far away, and who knows, certainly not within Dalet Amos. But is there a Koel and Kever Rochel also? Also, probably far away, but this comes up halacha lemaisa because it says in the Shulchan Aruch that one of the restrictions of the Beis Avil, not only of an Avil himself, of course, the Avil is prohibited from learning Torah because Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev. There's no greater simcha than learning Torah. So learning Torah itself brings a person to simcha, which is inappropriate during Avelos. But not only that, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that one is not allowed to learn Torah in the entire Beis Avil. The entire house of a shiva house, you're not supposed to learn Torah. Not only the Avil himself, certainly, but the entire shiva house. There are certain halachas that are restrictions not only on the Avil, but are applied to the entire house. For example, you're not supposed to have she'ela shalom, greeting. The greeting is not only for the Avil himself. He's not supposed to greet the Avil. You're not supposed to say shalom aleichem to the Avil, because, of course, he's not doing well. He's sitting shiva. But even throughout the entire house, the Shiva house, is not supposed to be She'ela Shalom. You're not supposed to greet people, you know, in the kitchen and say, ah, buddy, what's going on? You know, it's not proper to have that that taking place anywhere in the Beis Avel. So too, one of the restrictions of the Beis Avel is you're not supposed to learn Torah anywhere in the Beis Avel. Not only is the Avel himself prohibited from learning the entire Beis Avel. So we have a problem. Yeah?
Don't we like learn?
Oh, what about the everybody ever been to a Shiva house for Mincha Maariv? They learn Mishnayos between Mincha Maariv.
That you can learn just like on Tish B'Av, they're certain like Gemaras you're allowed to learn, you're not allowed to learn Torah.
No, the Gemaras you're allowed to learn on Tish B'Av is because they're Tish B'Av topics.
In general, you can't learn Torah on Tish B'Av, no, except for like those specific.
Oh, that's those topics because those are Tish B'Av topics. So it enhances the theme of the day. Mikvos has nothing to do with Avelis.
There aren't like set Mishnayos.
No. It might say such a thing, but in some book somewhere. But the problem is, it's an issur in the Shulchan Aruch to learn Torah throughout the Beis Avel. So how are you allowed to, even if it is the acronym of your name, it has nothing to do with it. It's still prohibited to learn Torah in the Beis Avel. So how do we do this? Have Mishnayos between Mincha Maariv. So Rav Soloveitchik was very opposed to it. He did not allow Mishnayos to be learned between Mincha Maariv. And even if you send the Avel out, it doesn't help. It's a restriction in the entire Beis Avel. What does it help that he's not here? We're not allowed to learn Torah anywhere in the Beis Avel, even if he's not present. Others argue, and Rabbi Avadia Zechuva about this in Yavi Omer, no, based on our comment of the Nemukei Yosef, which is quoted by the Imrei Baruch in Shulchan Aruch, that's a commentary on the side of Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelos, that even though it's prohibited to learn Torah in the Beis Avel, if it's Le'ilui Nishmas HaNiftar, it's for the, you know, for his memory, for his achus, then it's permitted, just like we see over here by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Hoshiv Yishiv Al Kivroi. So that's what you'll have to say, is that it's Le'iu and Nishmasa. It doesn't matter what, you know, there's no magical formula which Mishnah is still in. But if it's Le'iu and Nishmasa, then it's permitted. But the Shaila is, if it's Le'iu and Nishmas the Niftar, so fine, we're allowed to do it in the Beis Avel. The Avel, what's his heta to learn? So you'll say, well, no, he's also learning Le'iu and Nishmas the Niftar. I guess so. Rav Soloveitchik was opposed to it, perhaps because other Rishonim don't accept this. This is in a Mukhe Yosef, it's true. Tosis said, no, they were outside of Yichuk Dal Ramos. Must be Tosis did not subscribe to this principle. So Rav Soloveitchik was opposed to it. So when I'm officiating at a Mincha Maariv in a Beis Avel, I usually say something in the parasha which has a Musar idea, which Musar is always relevant. Avelus is a time of tshuva, obviously, and a you know, time of self-improvement and self-reflection, like Tisha B'Av also. And Musar is always Mutar and Tisha B'Av. So you say something on the parsha as a nice vart, maybe you could relate it to the niftar, has to do with Avelus, it's a shtiko hespid, all of this is allowed. And based on that's what I prefer to do. I like to think it satisfies all the opinions. Who knows? Anyway, okay, the Gemara continues. Gemara says, the Tavi Yizayin Madalaf, Tanar Rabbanon, V'kavod Asalai B'mayis Ezech Hizkiya Me'alach Yehuda, She'yatu Lefanav Shleishim V'shisha Elef Chalutzei Kosef. He had 36,000, Chalutzei Kosef means that their Kseifayim were revealed. They were soldiers wearing some sort of uniform. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, so like an honor guard. Amalei Rabbi Nechemya, V'loi Lefnei Achav Asukei. And they also did this for Achav. What was this great cover they did for Chizkiyahu HaMelech? They did this for all the kings. You know, have a, I don't know what they call it when they shoot over, you know, a rifle salute or something. No, they put a Sefer Torah in his mitzvah. They said that he fulfilled everything that it says in this. But we do this nowadays too. We put a Sefer Torah on the kever of a niftar. So the Gemara says, no, we might bring out a Sefer Torah together with the Yaron, but we don't put it on the Yaron itself. That was something that was unique to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He buys, even if we do put it down on the, you know, on the kever, on the aron, but kiem lo aminon. We don't say kiem zeh masher kaseh bazeh. That this person fulfilled everything it says, and that's too much. That was a unique praise that they gave to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So Amar Rabbah Bar Barchana, Havi Azina Bahadei de Rabbi Yochanan Lomishol Shmaisa. He says, one time I was following Rabbi Yochanan to ask him a shayla. He was very aggressive, I guess, and he followed Rabbi Yochanan into the bathroom. Okay, he was waiting to ask him Shaila after he came out of the bathroom, I guess. He didn't answer us until first he washed his hands and he put back on his tefillin. He was wearing tefillin all day. So he took off his tefillin to go into the Beis HaKiseh, washed his hands, put back on his tefillin, and then umavarech, made the brach of a hadar amalon. Then he told us, what do we say? For everybody else, we even put a Sefer Torah in their kever, but Limei lo yaminon. What do we say? Bechizki Melach. Not only kiim zem ashikasa bazen. Not only did he fulfill that which it says in Sefer Torah, but limei. But he also learned everything that is said in the Sefer Torah. V'amamara frakti gemara. So 1 second. So which is a greater praise? Everybody else. It sounds like stamazoi. We put a Sefer Torah down on people's kever, and we say kiim zem ashikasa bazen. That we do for every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Nah. What do we do for Chizkiyahu HaMelech? We said, Limeidzeh, Mashikosu Bazeh. He learned everything it says in Sefer Torah. So which is greater, learning Torah or doing mitzvahs? Sounds like from here, learning Torah is greater. By every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every, you know, Chaim Shmer Rebbe always say in the shul, Kiyimzeh, Mashikosu Bazeh. Yeah, this guy fulfilled the mitzvahs. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Limeidzeh, Mashikosu Bazeh. He learned what it says in the Sefer Torah. That's an even greater praise. Limeidzeh, Mashikosu Bazeh, which implies Talmud Torah is greater than the mitzvahs. So the Gemara, frakti Gemara, v'amamar. But the Gemara says elsewhere, in Kiddushin, we'll see it in a second, God limud Torah, learning Torah is greater than mitzvahs, shalimud, maybe the day ma'isa, because learning Torah brings a person to do mitzvahs. Where is the Gemara quoting from? The Gemara is quoting from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Let's look at the Gemara in Masechtas Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Masechtas Kiddushin, over here, is based, k'far hayi reb tarfim zekein mesubim bali is based, nitzah belud. Reb Tafrin and the Zakein were having a meal in the attic of a house in Lud. Nishua Shela Zupifneim, and they had this dispute. Conversation emerged. Talmud Godo, Maisa Godo. Which is greater? Obviously, a theoretical dispute. But is learning Torah greater or is performing mitzvahs greater? Nana Reb Tafrin Vyomar Maisa Godo. Nana Reb Akiva Omer Talmud Godo. One opinion was Maisa Godo. One opinion was Talmud Torah is greater. Nanu Kulam Vyomar. Then everyone agreed. Talmud Gadol, learning Torah is greater. Shal Talmud, maybe we day Maisa, because learning Torah brings you to performing mitzvahs. So which is the Ikar? One could have read this Gemara in the fashion that performing mitzvahs is the Ikar. Because why is Talmud greater? Because Talmud, maybe we day Maisa. So which is greater? Kiyim Zeh Mashikosu Bazeh. He fulfilled everything that it says in the Torah. Now, Limei Zeh Mashikosu Bazeh. So what great covet we're doing to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Everyone, every guy who dies in the shul, we said, Kiyim Zeh Mashikosu Bazeh. But by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, we said, Limei Zeh Mashikosu Bazeh. Frank the Gemara, no. Performing mitzvahs is greater than Talmud Torah, because the Gemara says in Kiddush, and Talmud Godol, Talmud is greater, because Talmud may be Uidei Maisa. We're not for the fact that Talmud is maybe Uidei Maisa. I'm saying from the fact that the Talmud is greater because maybe Uidei Maisa implies that the greatest, what's the goal of everything you're trying to accomplish, is the Maisa. So Gemara says, Loi Kasha, Halemigmar Halagmure. Halemigmar, one is with regards to teaching, one is with regards to learning. Look at Rashi. Maybe Uidei Maisa. Alma Maisa Adif. We said by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who gave him the great praise that he learned everything he says in the Sefer Torah. Not only did he perform it, but then we said performing the mitzvahs is greater. Talmud Gadol Shatamud Mevi Udei Maisa, says Rashi, Alma Maisa Adif. The mitzvahs are greater. The Gemara says, no, one is with regards to learning, one is with regards to teaching. Performing mitzvahs is greater than learning Torah. But teaching Torah, perhaps, that might be a whole different thing. L'migma la'atzma ma'isa adif. When it has to do with learning yourself, learning Torah is performing mitzvahs is greater. Aval agmur achrini, if you're talking about teaching others, adif mi ma'isa, that's greater. So teaching others is greater than performing the mitzvahs, but performing the mitzvahs is greater than learning yourself. That's how Rashi learned this Gemara. So mitzvahs are more important than Talmud Torah. Teaching, though, is more important than mitzvahs. And that's what we said about Chizkiyahu HaMelech. We said about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, not only did he learn Mashikosu Bazeh, not only did he perform Mashikosu Bazeh, but he taught everything Mashikosu Bazeh. That's even greater. So perhaps you see from this Gemara that teaching Torah is the greatest objective of life. In fact, perhaps that's how it's implied by the Rambam. Have a look over here. Is a famous diuk of Reb Chaim in the Rambam. The Rambam at the beginning of Talmud Torah starts off very unusual. The Rambam starts off, I think we've mentioned before, with those who are exempt from Talmud Torah. I would have started off with those who are chayiv. That's how the Rambam begins most section of the Mishnah Torah. Here it begins with those who are exempt. So we've suggested in the past, perhaps that's because Talmud Torah is not just a mitzvah you perform. Talmud Torah is the very definition of life. So we don't have to say who's chayev and who's pater. It's not something you do. It's something who we are. It defines us. Okay. But noshim v'avad v'ktanim p'tur mi-talmud Torah. Avakotin aviv chayev l'lamdo Torah. How does the Rambam begin? Okay, we're finally getting to someone who's chayev. Who's chayev? A katan aviv chayev l'lamdo Torah. What would you have said? Finally, we're going to start with those who are pater for whatever reason. But when you get to the who's chayev, who would you have said who's chayev? Would you have begun with the elementary school? We're obligated to teach the elementary school children? I don't know if I would have started that way. I probably would have started with the adults have to be kaveh itum matayra. That's not what he says. He says, katan aviv chayev lelam do tayra. His father is obligated to teach him tayra's apostle complies with umaratam oisim is benechum at abarbam. The Rambam is following the psukim. Kishem, says the Rambam. Shechayev Adam lelamed es beno, kachu chayev lelamed es ben beno. You also chayev to teach your grandson. And says the Rambam, kishem, look at the end, shemitzvah olav lelamed es beno, kachu mitzvah lelamed atzmo. Just like you have to teach your son, you have to teach yourself. The Rambam never uses the word learn. Learning Torah never comes up in the Rambam. The only adverb that we have here is what? Teach. The Rambam says, just like you're obligated to teach your son, that's based on the Pasuk, kishem, that you're obligated to teach your son, you're obligated to teach yourself. Why is everything phrased in the form of teaching? And in fact, the Rambam says, for a mitzvah, only brings one mitzvah, to teach Torah. So said Reb Chaim, it must be, that the fundamental mitzvah, the real highest form of Talmud Torah, is teaching. Just as an extension of teaching others, I'm also obligated to teach myself. But teaching is the highest form of Talmud Torah. To teach others, that's the highest form. That's why teaching Torah is greater than Maisa. Yes, Maisa might be greater than learning yourself. Teaching Torah to others, ooh, that's the higher than Maisa. That's the highest form of Talmud Torah. That was Reb Chaim's diuk in this Rambam. In fact, the Gemara says, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, how long is the world going to exist? Everybody know the Gemara? 6,000 years. First 1,000 years will be Tohu, confusion. The next 2,000 years will be Torah. And the last 2,000 years will be Maaseh Mashiach. So when did that period of Torah begin? The second 2,000 years. So the Gemara says it began, Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah, I think that Vav. So the Gemara says it began with the time of Avraham Avinu, when he began teaching Torah to others, v'sanefesh asher osu b'charon, when he converted other people and he had his followers that he brought with him to Eretz Yisrael. That's when the period of Torah began. So many ask in the Gemara, that's not the first time someone started learning Torah. Who preceded Avraham Avinu? Shem and Aver. Shem and Aver had a very famous yeshiva. Before the yeshiva of Avraham Avinu, yeshiva Shem V'Aver keeps coming up again and again throughout Sefer Bereishis, yeshiva Shem V'Aver. They had a yeshiva. Noach, but that was Shem V'Aver. Noach also learned Torah. Anybody know how do we know Noach learned Torah? Rashi says in Chumash, in one place. How do we know Noach knew how to learn Torah? Oh, very good, very good. It says because Noach brought into the Teva kosher animals, and he brought 7 pairs of kosher animals. One pair of the treifa animals. How did he know which was the kosher animals, which was the treifa animals? Says Rashi, he must have learned Torah. So Noach was also learning Torah. Why does the period of Talmud Torah then begin? The 2,000 years of Torah of Esa Nefesh Asher Osu B'charon. So many explain why. Maybe Noach knew Torah Shabbos. Many explain somewhat differently. Is that no? It's because Esa Nefesh Asher Osu B'charon. He was teaching Torah to others. Shem and Aver learned Torah themselves, but they didn't prevent the Dor HaFlaga. They didn't prevent the Dor HaMabul. Noach was learning Torah. That was the primary difference between Noach and Avraham Avinu, is that Noach was, he followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he didn't encourage others to follow him, as opposed to Avraham Avinu, who began to spread the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. So Avraham Avinu was teaching Torah. The period of Torah begins when we start teaching Torah to others, because that's the highest form of Talmud Torah, is to teach Torah to others. In fact, it's Gevaldik, listen to this. We mentioned yesterday Gemara in Erevin. Remember? Gemara says, in Erevin, we pass, Genoch l'adam shaloi nivra yos mishinivra. Been better, a person never been created than he was created. Why? So we explained yesterday, the Marsha, there's 365 mitzvahs lois asay, opportunities to fail, 248 mitzvahs asay, the deck is stacked against us, the odds are against us, 365 to 248, we're going to lose. So we ask though, the Ramchal tells us the whole reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was for our own benefit. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us? He didn't do us any favor. We gave one answer yesterday. However, they quote a name, Arugas HaBoisim. It was a Talmud of the Ksav Sofer, the father of the first Puparov. So the Arugas HaBoisim suggests no. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us? Noach le'olam shelo never yosim yishinever. So that's why he says, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Nasa Odom b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. Let's create man in our image. Listen closely. So he says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create man? Le'heitiv v'briyas. In order to do us a favor, to do good for us. If a person is created in the fashion, in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll also want to do good for others. As we said, many people feel a lot of, you know, sipukah nefesh when they do good for others. So if we follow in that model, a person who's mezakes harabim, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, ha-mezakes harabim, ein chet baliyodoy. If a person is mezakes harabim, he won't encounter any averus. If he follows in the model of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be protected. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, nasa adam b'tzalmenu kidmusenu, if you follow, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create man, lehetiv l'briyos, if we follow that model of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will be protected and will be a favor that the Ribbono Shel Olam created us. Because if a person is mezakes harabim, ein chet baliyodoy. So he said, that's the pshat in the Mishnah, another Mishnah, Masechtas Avos. The Mishnah says, im lomadet ha-Torah harbe, al taksik Torah la'atzmacha, ki l'kach neitzarta. Says the Arugas HaBoisim, if a person learns a lot of Torah, al taksik Torah la'atzmacha, don't keep it to yourself. Do what with it? Teach it to others. Ki l'kach neitzarta. The only reason we were created was to be mezakes harabim. If we're not going to be mezakes harabim, it would have been better had we never been created. The only reason we were created was to be mezakes harabim. Now we have a better chance of succeeding rather than failing. Ki lekach notzarta. That's why we were created. Most people touch the Mishnah know that if a person does a lot of, you know, good, he shouldn't think highly of himself because he had more kishrinus than others. Lekach notzarta was created for that mission in life. However, the Arugas HaBoisim says, no, it has to do with teaching Torah. Teach Torah to others, because if you're mezakas harabim in chet baliyada, that's the only reason you were created. The Kashnet Tzemaget also says in the Avodas Yisrael, Adam la'omel yulad. Why was a man created? La'omel, to work. But he says, many people are aware of this, la'omel, Rosh Tevis, lilmaid al menas lalamid. If you teach Torah, you learn Torah, menas to teach it to others, now, Adam la'omel yulad. That justifies why you were created. Otherwise, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not doing us any favor. We're only created. If we're going to teach Torah to others, be mezakas harabim, that can help us. Finally, Megala Mukas, we'll get back to Baba Kama in 1 second. Megala Mukas says, you got to know this. Megala Mukas says, Nase Adam b'tzalmenu. Nase, he says, is a Rosh Tevis. Megala Mukas. Nimlach im Shammai and Hillel. He first checked with Shammai and Hillel. Shammai and Hillel have a machlokes. Is it better that a person was created or not created? Gemara Ne'erevin and Daf Yigimel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu checked with them. He realized, ooh, noach le'adam shalai nivra ne'erevim yishanivra. Better we would never been created. So naaseh adam b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. How can you justify a creation? If we follow in the method of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why he created the world, le'heitav v'briyos, we do the same thing. We teach Torah to others. So we justify our creation in the first place. So perhaps teaching Torah is the whole, not only justifies a person's creation in the first place, but is the highest form of limud haTorah. However, Tosfos here has a problem. What's the problem? Our Gemara implies, with regards to just learning, right? We said Talmud Torah is greater than Maisa. But in the battle of values, of a hierarchy of priorities, between performing mitzvahs and learning Torah, which is greater? Which is greater? Our Gemara implies what? Mitzvahs! Kiyem Aminon, Lime Lo Aminon. We didn't say, no one else did we say he taught everything it says in this. That was reserved for Chizkiyah. But Kiyem Aminon, and for sure, Lime, that's less. Because Talmud Gadosh, Talmud, maybe with a Maisa, Talmud is greater than Maisa, but says Rashi, Alma Maisa Odif. What's the goal? The goal is mitzvahs. So mitzvahs are greater than Talmud. Talmud Gadosh, Talmud, maybe with a Maisa, but mitzvahs are greater. But Tosfos asks on Rashi, that's not the impression you get from the Gemara in Kiddushin. We had a whole debate, which is greater, Talmud or mitzvahs? And the Gemara concludes, Talmud is greater. Why is Talmud greater? Because Talmud brings to Maisa, but Talmud is greater. So how could our Gemara imply Maisa is greater, yet the Gemara over there implies Talmud is greater? So look at Tosfos. Tosfos over here, Daf Dibur Masuva Omar Mar, Perish Bekuntris, Tam Gadol Shatam Mevidei Maisa Amma Maisa Adif. V'kashu Rabbeinu Tam Da'ada Rabba Mehocha Diekso Perakamah De Kiddushin Limud Gadol Mi Maisa. The learning is greater than Maisa. God is a Kedim Shai Musum Bali is based in its beloid. V'nishu L'shai Azu Bifneim They had this Shai between them which is greater Talmud or Maisa. Limud Gadol, Maisa Gadol, and Nimnu Kulam V'Yamru Limud Gadol Shemegu Udei Maisa. Learning Torah is greater because it brings a person to perform the mitzvahs. So learning is greater. How can we say over here Talmud Gadol, Talmud Udei Maisa? Oh, you see, Maisa is greater. No, from the we said Talmud Gadol, Talmud is greater. So one possibility is we'll get to Rabbeinu Tam's answer in a second. One possibility is. Look at Taisus and Kiddushin. I give it to you over here. Memam Abayis. Taisus says, Yesh Mefarshim, Da Adam Shaloi Lamar Adayim. Oh, you know, we'll get to that in a second. Let's see Rabbeinu Tam first. We'll get to that in a second. V'Aymer Rabbeinu Tam, our Taisus. Sorry. We'll get back to that after. V'Aymer Rabbeinu Tam, Da Haki Perushoi, V'Amar Mar Shalimun Mevi Udei Maisa. We said over here that learning brings a person performing Maisas. V'Kayman Shanu Aymim Kiyayim. Since we said kiyem, hare anu aymim shalomad, certainly he learned. How could you learn if you? How could you fulfill if you haven't learned? So kiyem includes both. Why? Because how can you fulfill the mitzvahs if you haven't learned? Limud is maybe with a maisa. So what do you see? Maisa requires. Maisa requires learning. V'kevash anu aymim kiyem, hare anu aymim shalomad. No one ever said. That Maisa is Adif, like Rashi told us. No, Maisa is not Adif. Talmud is Adif. But once we said he did the mitzvahs properly, certainly he learned. Otherwise, how could you possibly do the mitzvahs properly? The Elo Shalomad, Haech Kiyem. Shalimud, maybe we de Maisa. Oh, so that's how Rabbeinu Tam learned. Our Gemara, he says now, mitigates our Gemara. Certainly, which is greater? Talmud. Talmud, Golo Shalomad, maybe we de Maisa. But once at the end of a person's life, we said, this guy was Medakta Kaloka Bechamura. He kept Pesach properly, kept Rosh Hashanah properly, kept all the mitzvahs properly. The guy never spoke Lashon Hara. Obviously, he learned a lot. Otherwise, how would you know how to do that? So, Kiyem Zem, Ashokasa Bazeh, includes the fact, already implies the fact that he learned a lot. No one ever said, though, that Kiyem, mitzvahs, was greater than Limud HaTorah. That's how Taisus here answers. Taisus in Kiddushin gives a different answer. Have a look over here, always base. Yesh Mefarshim, that there's a difference in a person's learning schedule. The Adam Shelo Lomad Adayin Ubali Molech. The Gemara Kiddushin is discussing a person at the beginning of his religious journey. So should he focus on mitzvahs or should he focus on learning? As Gemara says, you got to focus on learning. If you're not going to focus on learning, you won't know what to do. Yesh Mefarshim the Adam Shelo Lomad Adayin Ubali Molech Im Yom Tchila Yasek B'Maisa Aymer Lomay Tchila. We say learn first. Lufisha ain't a maritz chosid. You can't possibly do the mitzvahs unless you learn. Aval adam shalomad kfar hamaisa tov yosem ilimud. But a person who learned already, so and you have an opportunity to either spend more time learning or doing the mitzvahs, so then the mitzvahs are greater. So at the end of a person's life, that's what we're talking about over here in Gemara and Baba Kama. The end of a person's life, mitzvahs are greater. That's the, but when a person's just beginning, you better learn, otherwise you're not going to know what to do. So this opinion in Taisus seems to imply which is really greater in the in the values argument, mitzvahs are greater. Just at the beginning, a person's beginning, he has to know how to learn. So it says you have to know what to do. So in order to know what to do, you have to learn Talmud Gadol, Talmud maybe the Maisa. But at the end, when we're saying what is the greatest accolade you could say about a person is the fact that he fulfilled mitzvahs, not that he was a great masman. Fulfilling mitzvahs sounds like it's a greater praise. That's just the second answer in Taisus. Our Taisus said, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, no, Talmud is Gadol. That's objectively greater. But if we said he fulfilled the mitzvahs and the praise at the end of his life, obviously he learned also, otherwise there'd be no way to perform the mitzvahs. So it could be a fundamental machlekes here, which objectively is greater. But what did the Gemara say in Kiddushin? The Gemara says in Kiddushin, it's our Gemara here too, Talmud Gadol. Seems to imply like Rabbeinu Tam, that fundamentally the learning is the greatest. Learning is the greatest. But why is learning so great? Talmud maybe with a maisa. Because Talmud brings a person performing the mitzvahs. So look at Rashi there. Rashi tells us, why is Talmud so great? Talmud maybe with a maisa. It sounds like it's a counter. in our debate of objective values, so is Talmud greater or Maisa greater? Talmud is greater because it brings you to Maisa. It creates a lot of confusion. Which ultimately is the greatest one, Talmud or learning? Talmud, learning, or performing mitzvahs? That's the confusion we had here in Tosfos. But Rashi there says, why is Talmud greater? Shatalmud maybe they Maisa nimtzu shnehem biyodoi. Because a person has both. Has both, what do you mean both? He has both learning and mitzvahs. What does that mean? He has both learning and mitzvahs.
Some mitzvah in the Torah itself.
Well, it prepares you performing the mitzvahs. But he also has learning. So look over here at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is very famous for his kuntros on Talmud Torah. Excellent. Doesn't need my haskama, but it's excellent. So in the Shulchan Aruch, even though you don't normally learn Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but everyone learns the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Hilchos Talmud Torah. His kuntros on Talmud Torah is many important yesodos in Talmud Torah. So over here he writes, the Talmud is Gadol Shatalmud Meivui Deimaisa, because there's really two objectives you achieve. Number one, Talmud Torah is independently a mitzvah. Yeah, it's independently a mitzvah. And, in addition, it prepares you to perform the mitzvahs. So you satisfy, check two boxes. See, every other mitzvah is one box. I shake lulav, I check the box that I have to do, you know. When I do any other mitzvah, I check one box. You know, you satisfy one agenda item. Learning Torah satisfies more than one. Because learning Torah is objectively, independently a mitzvah, like taking lulav, like eating matzah. But in addition, it helps you to perform the mitzvahs in the future. So it checks, you know, when I learn sukkah, I'm checking two boxes. I'm checking the Talmud Torah box. Obviously, religious life is much more than checking boxes, but that goes without saying. But I'm checking the, you know, just to speak about it in terms you can understand, I'm checking the box of learning Torah, and I'm checking the how to build a sukkah box, how to pick out a lulav and esrog box. So I have the dalet minim box too. So I've accomplished more than one agenda item. I've accomplished two. So for that reason, the Chafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Shem Olam, it's also found in the Akdama to the Chayei Adam himself. That was the most popular halacha sefer. It was a mechutin of the Vilna Gaon, most popular halacha sefer before the Mishnah Berurah. So Chayei Adam writes that a person should really spend most of his time learning topics that are halacha lamaisa. See, if you learn you learn Masechta Sanhedrin, I guess, you know, or parts of Sanhedrin, part of Malkus. They're not really going to help me with my daily life. So I'm satisfying one box of, obviously there's topics in each Masechta that relate to every day, but, the topics that are local to that Masechta. If I'm not a Dayan, I'm not going to sit on a Sanhedrin, we're not administering Ben Sayer or Meira, so... Of course, Talmud Torah Talmud Torah Kenega Kulam, but I'm only checking one box. Whereas if I learn Brochus, I learn Shabbos, I learn Megillah, I learn Masechtas and Moed, Brochus, I'm checking more than one box. So it says the Chayei Adam, a person should really spend, a lot of time learning the Masechtas or give precedence to those Masechtas that are Lachal HaMaisa. That's what the Chafetz Chaim writes in his Shem Olam. The Stipler was asked in his letters, if that's the case, like Kraina de Igrisa. He was asked to them, why in yeshivas do we focus on Nashim and Ezekin? He said, you're right, we really should focus on Moed, our yeshiva. We, carry the torch of Moed, we learn Moed here. But the Stipler says, Nashim and Ezekin works better with Talmidim. It's easier to educate people how to learn in Nashim and Ezekin than it is in Moed, which is absolutely true. Shabbos is a very choppy limud. Brachas is very choppy limud because you're flipping back and forth, and one line you don't realize, one line in Masechta Shabbos is 4 weeks in the Shulchan Aruch, So it's Hilchos Shabbos is like a har totally beside, the Gemara says. It's a mountain that's hanging by a string. One little line in the Gemara, and you have half of Hilchos Shabbos. So it's a hard limud in yeshiva if you were ever here for Shabbos. It's not a, it doesn't work well. Nashim Nezikin works much better, Bava Kama. So that's what Stipler says, it works better in teaching Talmidim, so that's why we do it in yeshivas. But any Achanami, when a person already knows how to learn, you look at most people in Kayo are spending time learning Halacha L'maisa. Because that's where a person should ultimately invest his time, because you've accomplished two things. Now, of course, that doesn't mean to say that learning how-to books is the ideal of Talmud Torah. V'haraya, what's the raya? How do I know that learning, an English halacha sefer is not the ideal form of Talmud Torah? Because women are putter in Talmud Torah. The pasuk says, "Umaratam oisim es b'neichem adaber bam." The Gemara says, "Maseches kedushin adaf lamed b'neichem v'loy b'noiseichem." You're obligated to teach your son's Torah, not your daughter's Torah. But chevra, women make birchas haTorah in the morning. Why do women make birchas haTorah in the morning? So Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Ogur in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Hilchos Birchas haTorah. I think Simon Mem Zayin. Why do women make birchas haTorah in the morning? Because women are obligated to know the halachas that pertain to them, how to fulfill those mitzvahs. So they're obligated to know that, so they're obligated to learn Torah circuitously, you know, roundabout fashion. Yes, women are exempt from the formal mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but they have to know the halachas that relate to them. So in a roundabout fashion, you're obligated to learn, otherwise you won't know how to perform. So if women who are exempt in Talmud Torah are obligated to know, you know, to learn Torah, and to prepare them how to perform the mitzvahs, that obviously the Beis HaLevi makes this point in his Hakdama, the Jewish Beis HaLevi, that obviously cannot be the highest form of Talmud Torah. The highest form of Talmud Torah must be something that's beyond that. That's the learning, you know, the lumdus of the sugya, not just the how-tos, not just, you know, the you know, what you have to do to fulfill the mitzvahs. That even women who are part of Talmud Torah are obligated to learn. So it must be that's not the ideal. When we speak of Talmud Torah in its ideal sense, which women are exempt from, it's obviously more than just the checklist of two, you know, what to do. It's obviously much more than that. The Beis HaLevi continues in his Hakdama. The Beis HaLevi's Hakdama, at some point you have to go through that. But the Beis HaLevi's is such foundational ideas. Beis HaLevi makes this point based on the Gemara Maseches Menachos. Look over here, the Gemara says Maseches Menachos, Tzadi Tes Mebeis. Amar Shimon Bar Yochai. Lokara Kriya Shema Shal Shachris Ve'arvis Kiyem Lo Yomush. The Pasuk says, Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zem Yipicha. Pasuk is Sefer Yehoshua. So if a person learns Shachris and Arvis, he's already fulfilled that Pasuk. So Shal Dama Ben Achayis HaShem Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel, his nephew asked him, Kigoyin Anish Omarati Kol Torah Kula, Mahu Lilmod Kol Chmas Yivonis. Me, I learned Kol Torah Kula already. Shine, you know, finished it. Done. Can I learn Chachmas Yivanis? The Pasuk says, Lo Yomash Sefer Torah Zemipicha. So Karlov HaMikra Azeh, Lo Yomash Sefer Torah Zemipicha. V'gis B'yom V'layla. You have to be involved with this constantly. So he told him, Tzer B'dok Shosh, She'inu Lo Min HaYom V'Lo Min HaLayla, Lo Limud Bo Chachmas Yivanis. Find a time that's not min HaDay, not from, you know, not day, not night. Maybe when you're in the bathroom. V'Lo Limud Bo Chachmas Yivanis. And learn Chachmas Yivanis then. So one opinion the Gemara was, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, this is a contradiction, by the way, if you know the Gemara Masechet Brachos, Baruch, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai held a person has to learn constantly. Here Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, enough with Shachris V'Arvis. And if you know the Gemara Masechet Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey, Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanig Ben Midas Derech Eretz, you know, learn and work. Here Rabbi Shmuel is saying, find the time that's not from day, not from night, and then you can learn Chachmas Yivanis. What's going on over here? It seems to be an often astira to the Gemara Masechet Brachos, where there Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says you have to learn all the time, Rav Shimon Bar Yishmael is a little bit more modern, and over here Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel is the Shachris and Arvis guy, and Rabbi Shmuel is the, you know, is the Torah all the time guy. What's going on? It seems to be a contradiction. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Harav has a long essay about that. Fine. However, how could the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel be so, you know, so pompous? I learned Kol Torah Kula. The Gemara says in Masechet Erevin, Kol Torah Kula is Aruka Midei Eretz Rechava Midei Yam. It's deeper than all the seas of the world. What do you mean, I learned Kol Torah Kula? How can you even say such a thing? So Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains, and the Beis HaLevi also, in his Hakdama, no, that his nephew thought all there is to learn is how-tos. So he was saying, I know how to perform all the mitzvahs already. I got all the halachas psukas. I went through Shulchan Aruch. I memorized it. I got it all down. I won't make any mistakes. Now can I learn Greek? No, he said. Because there's more to Talmud Torah than just that. Women are obligated in that too, to know how to do the mitzvahs, even though women are exempt from Talmud Torah. So it must be Talmud Torah entails more. That's the Aruka Midei Eretz Rechava Midei Yam. It's wider than the earth, deeper than the seas. What that means is that the understanding of Torah, the lamdus, the conceptual underpinnings of Talmud Torah, that's the highest form of Talmud Torah. So when a person learns, though, he accomplishes that. He gets that, you know, lamdus, the conceptual underpinnings of Talmud Torah, but he also accomplishes that second agenda item of learning how to perform the mitzvah. So that's why Rashi says, Talmud Gadol, Talmud Mevui Dei Maisi, he accomplished two things. In the end of the day, which is greater? That seems to be a machlekes over here, the Talmud or the mitzvahs, Kiyum Arminan, Limud Arminan, or Taisa said, Talmud Gadol, Talmud Mevui Dei Maisi. But why is Talmud Gadol? Because a person accomplishes two things. Because he accomplishes not only learning Torah at the highest level, but also the how-tos. Not to say that the how-tos is the whole mitzvah of how, you know, of learning Torah. That's, you know, that seems to be a lower form of Talmud Torah. Highest form is learning conceptually, but you accomplish both by learning Torah. However, if we any as daiti chevra, I have a different shot. It is Gemara Talmud Gadosh or Talmud Mevri De Maisa. And perhaps the Gemara is teaching us more than just Rashi of arithmetic. You accomplish two things versus one thing, killing two birds with one stone. No. It's much more than that. Perhaps it goes much deeper than that. Because look over here, the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, a rule, ha'oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. How do you know ha'oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah? Because the Pasuk says, you have to learn Torah, you have to perform Kriya Shema b'shiv techa b'beisecha. When you're sitting in your home, prat lo ha'oisik b'mitzvah. If you're ha'oisik b'mitzvah, the Gemara says, you don't have to learn Kriya Shema. You're potter from Talmud, you know, potter from learning Kriya Shema. If you're Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. What's the one exception to the rule, Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah? Talmud Torah. How do you know? The Gemara says, Misef is made kun, and Daf Tesim Ebeiz over here, the post can say from Mishlei, Yekara hi mipninim, v'choch ha-vetzech lo yishvu ba, describing Talmud Torah. It's more valuable than your most, you know, valuable items, than jewels and pearls, but... And nothing that you have can equal in value to Talmud Torah. That's physical items. But mitzvahs can rival the value of Talmud Torah. So we derive from here that a mitzvah that it's the Gemara says, you have to stop learning in order to perform the mitzvah. And the Rambam quotes this. You have in front of you possibility to do two things. If the mitzvah can be performed by somebody else, don't stop learning. It can't be performed by somebody else. You have to stop learning, perform the mitzvah, and go back to learning afterwards. So we don't say when it comes to Talmud Torah. Yeah?
When
you say
that, like, doing the mitzvah
is like, Talmud Torah, like, this thought is the whole purpose of it. But we have a problem. Why should Talmud Torah be any less? First of all, by the way, look over here at the Rambam. Oysirah, a famous contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam says over here, Perek Tes Vav, Hilchas Yishus, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says a person is obligated to get married when he turns 17. We discussed in the past. We don't do that now. Okay. I'm not advocating. Ram says the end of the first line, but v'kevin shavu esim shana, we discussed this too. V'onasi isha reza oiver mavata mitzaseh. Once he gets to 20 years old and he's not married, you've been mavata mitzaseh. But, Baruch Hashem, the big but, im haya oisik b'tayra v'tarba, if he's learning tayra, he's afraid to marry a woman. He's going to have to earn a parnasa. He's going to have to support his wife like all good Jewish men. He's allowed to push off getting married. But here comes the punchline. Can I get kulam? So if you're Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, if I'm busy, you know, in one mitzvah, I'm potter min ha-mitzvah, Kriya Shema, so then how much more so if I'm learning Torah, I'm potter from getting married? The Rambam just told us, no one can get married for you. Yeah, let's take that off the table. No one can get married for you. It's a mitzvah she'ef she'lasos ha-yedei acherim. You can't point it off, delegate it to others. So the Rambam already told us when it comes to a mitzvah, you can't delegate to others. Stop learning and perform the mitzvah. But over here, the Rambam says, oh, a person wants to push off getting married. No problem. Because Talmud Torah can get kulam, and our eitzim and mitzvah potim and our mitzvah, the culture came to Talmud Torah. What do you mean the culture came to Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah, we don't say eitzim and mitzvah potim and our mitzvah. So Baruch Be'er has a famous explanation in this. Shulchan Aruch Rav also has this in his countries in Talmud Torah. He has everything over there. That there's two mitzvahs to Talmud Torah, obviously. One is to be involved in Talmud Torah all the time, the Dibar Tabam. Now, a person has to, you know, that's to be involved in Torah, what we call Asek in Torah. So that's what the Gemara Masechtas Menachos perhaps is talking about. You know, how much asek do you have to do? Well, if you have free time, all day. B'dayk, fine time, which is not min a yom, not min a vayla, and you know, you could be mavatal Torah then. What's a minimum? Shachris and Arvis. Not everybody has the same free time. You have to dedicate all your free time to Talmud Torah. Everybody's free time is different. Somewhere between Kriyat Shema, Shachris and Arvis, and Lo Yom HaSefer Torah Zemipicha. B'gisa b'yom and v'layla. So Asik and Talmud Torah, Rabbi Yisai, that's what the Gemara Menachos was discussing. There's a big range between Shachris and Arvis, you know, once a day, and once at night, and learning all day. And that's what the Rambam means. You got to take time out of your schedule to do mitzvahs. If you can't delegate it to others, you got to stop learning. And that's not free time. You got to stop learning and you have to do the mitzvah. But then there's another mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's the mitzvah to know Torah. Vishinantam levanecha, the Gemara says, you divrei Torah mechudadim beficha. You have to know Torah. Knowing Torah is a lifetime achievement award. You know, it's not something that's every day, here, there, scheduling issue. That's a lifetime, you know, knowing Torah. And everybody has to know that. So that's what the Rambam is describing here. If a person gets married at 17, not only will he be missing out, you know, when my parent asked me to get them a cup of tea and there's no one else to delegate it to, I have to stop learning and go get them a cup of tea. My learning is going to be quantitatively different, but not qualitatively different. But if you're going to leave yeshiva at 17, there's no way a person's going to be able to learn Kol Torah Kula. He'll never get the skills necessary to do it. So not only will it be quantitatively compromising his Talmud Torah, it will be qualitatively compromising his Talmud Torah. That's Yediyas HaTorah. When it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, we say, Ha'oizik v'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, even with regards to Talmud Torah. That's perhaps the answer over here. Chavah, look over here. Turn the page. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Yikibet Aviyem. Which is greater, Talmud Torah Kibet Aviyem? Talmud Torah. How do you know? Because Yaakov Avinu was punished for the time that he wasn't together with Yitzchak and able to perform Kibet Aviyem when he was in the house of Lavan. But, therefore, the same number of years that he wasn't taking care of Yitzchak, Yosef was not present in his life either, the Gemara says. But the 14 years that he spent learning Yeshiva Shem V'Yever, he wasn't punished for. Why? He wasn't taking care of his father. Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Yikibet Aviyem. Wait, what? Let's say your parent asks you to get them a cup of tea. Can you say, sorry, I'm learning now. Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Yikibet Aviyem. No, you can't do that. You can't say Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Yikibet Aviyem. So what's the difference? When do we say Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Yikibet Aviyem? And when do we say that you have to stop learning in order to take care of your parent? It's a mitzvah you can't delegate to others. No one can take care of your parent for you. So when do we say Oisik b'mitzvah that you have to stop learning in order to take care of your parents? So the Piskei Tshuva writes in your day over here, Reish Mem, that's Hilchos Kibbut Aviyem, Oisik Dalet, says the Piskei Tshuva, that the only time we say Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Yikibet Aviyem is if my parents going to prevent me not from learning for 5 minutes. That's a scheduling issue, a quantitative issue. It's a qualitative issue. Your parent says, leave yeshiva to come to, you know, I want you near me. That's going to affect the rest of your life of Talmud Torah. Now, we have to be realistic. Every 5 minutes is not, you know, obviously 5 minutes could change the course of a person's life, but we have to be realistic here. So says the Pesach Yeshuva, a parent says, don't learn in yeshiva for 14 years. I want you with me, getting me cups of tea. Godel Talmud Torah, Yosem Yikibet Aviyem. But if the parent needs you for 5 minutes, a quantitative issue, an asek in Torah issue, not a yediyas haTorah issue, which is going to affect the rest of my life. How much Torah will I know? But how much time am I involved in these 5 minutes? Oh, asek with mitzvah, patam and mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. You got to stop and do the mitzvah. But if I'll never be able to learn because of this, because I'm never going to be in yeshiva, I always have to be in my parents' beck and call, Godel Talmud Torah, yosem yikibet aviyem. All right. But Chaver, why should this be? Why does Talmud Torah get the short end of the stick? Oh, you're involved in lulav, you're involved in sukkah, you're involved in davening mincha, you're pata from tzedakah. How come Talmud Torah, which is keneged kulam, the greatest of all mitzvahs, arguably, at the same time, we don't say oisik b'mitzvah, pata min mitzvah. We already alluded to the answer. Perhaps the answer is because Talmud Torah, the highest form of Talmud Torah, is when a person is willing to fulfill the mitzvah that he's learning about. Let's say we're learning about stucca, and a guy knocks on the door and asks for stucca. We say, no, we can't help you now. We're learning about stucca. It's a little bit disingenuous, yeah. do we really mean what we're learning about? If we're not willing to say, if we're learning Masechta Sukkah and we're so busy, we don't stop to eat in the Sukkah. So what's the whole purpose of learning in the first place? So in order to justify our learning, to make it Lomid Amanas Lasois, you have to stop learning to perform the mitzvahs. Otherwise your learning is disingenuous, it's not sincere. You don't mean what you're saying. So in order to justify, if we can delegate it to others, delegate it to others. But if you can't delegate it to others, if you're not going to stop, do we really mean it? So Halaymed, by Oisik Mitzvah, by Talmud Torah, we don't say Oisik Mitzvah Potem and Amitzvah, because we have to demonstrate that we mean what we say. That we care about what we're learning about. We're sincere. So that's why Talmud Torah is perhaps different. So I wanted to suggest, I believe, Phineas Daiti, that's the pshat in the Gemara. Gadol Talmud Torah, Shal Talmud Torah, maybe Gudei Maisa, Rashi told us it has two things. It doesn't just mean that you accomplish two, but you kill two birds with one stone. Talmud Torah is so great because Talmud Torah prepares us to perform the mitzvahs, that's true. But also, the two items are linked one to the other. Talmud and Mice are not just coincidental, you know, that it happens to be the learning, oh, by the way, also helps me perform the mitzvahs. But learning and mitzvahs are one. Meaning the Gemara here is saying, Talmud Gadol Shal Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, they're not two separate objectives, they're one objective. It's not two separate line items, two boxes. Talmud Torah is Gadol Shal Mevi Lidei Maisa, your Talmud Torah has to be intertwined with Maisa. The whole dispute is wrong. It's not two things. It all has to be part of one big picture. Talmud Gadol Shal Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa, there is no dispute here. It's not one over the other. They all have to be one big picture. And if it's not one big picture, if you can speak about a debate, is Talmud greater or is Maisa greater, you already have the wrong perspective. Because the whole purpose of Talmud is maybe Lidei Maisa. I mean, here the Gemara is not answering the dispute. The Gemara is saying the Kasha is not a Kasha in the first place. There is no dispute. They're one and the same. And if they're not one and the same, we have a big problem. That's the pshat over here. The Gemara says, look, the last thing. Yushalmi says, Masechtas Brachos. Chavi, hear my pshat, Talmud Gadol Shal Talmud. It's not taking sides. It's a whole different perspective. They're one and the same. You can't separate between the two. So Talmud Yerushalmi says, of course you have to stop learning in order to build a sukkah, in order to take lulav. That you have to stop learning in order to do these mitzvahs, because otherwise you're not considered to be loymed amanas lasos. And a person who's loymed shaloy amanas lasos nechle shal nivra is better than he would never been created. But here the Yushalmi seems to link the reason why we don't say oh, a mitzvah part of the mitzvah by Talmud Torah. You have to stop to perform the mitzvahs is because it has to be loymed amanas lasos to justify to your learning to make it sincere. You have to stop in order to perform the mitzvahs. Why does the Gemara say it's better you never would have been created? Interesting. Gemara brings us back to what we started with. It's a famous verse from the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon said, because in the Gemara says, Masechtas Nida, every child in utero learns Kol Torah Kula. Then a mouth taps you on the lip and forgets it before he's born. Forgets it before he's born. That's why some say we have a Shalom Zachar. Why do we have a Shalom Zachar? After a baby boy is born, to be Menachem Ova for all of the Torah that he lost. Yeah, but it's a time of Simcha. If it's Avelos, why are we all happy and eating chickpeas? It should be a time of Avelos. Menachem Ova, why is it a time of great Simcha? So I believe that the answer is based on what the Vilna Gaon said. The Vilna Gaon said, if a person wants to learn Kol Torah Kula, that's fine, he didn't have to be born. The only reason we're born is to do the mitzvahs. To learn Kol Torah Kula, you could have stayed in your mother's womb. That's what the Gemara means. You didn't have to come out in order to learn. Learning Torah, you could have stayed in the womb. Why is a person born? In order to fulfill the mitzvahs. That's why we're born. So if a person is learning, not a manas lasos, he could have stayed in the womb. So too, when we celebrate with the child that he's born, of the fact that he forgot the Torah, because that's here to teach him, it's not just about learning. It's also about doing the mitzvahs, and that's a great celebration. This person, this baby, is now about to embark on a life of mitzvahs. Learning Torah, he could have had earlier. But rather, the only reason we're born is, yes, to learn, but loymed has to be loymed amanas lasos. Okay, Chevra, I appreciate the accommodating my schedule here today.